This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, if you heard the conversation before the show, you would say we should do an entire show around the conversation before the show. Chris O'Sullivan and I having a man-to-man real conversation, the kind you can't have on radio. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for hour number one. I already heard from my fans. Many of them are mad at you. They all disagree with you. They all agree with me that Trump is winning by a landslide. It's going to be an electoral landslide. I actually believe it's a landslide in the popular vote, too, but it'll never show up because Democrats cheat 15 points. So Trump will look like he lost by one or lost by two or lost by three, probably even a little more than he lost to Hillary in the popular vote. But I believe he's ahead by a landslide. I really do. And I think a lot of things are going to change between now and Election Day, by the way. Don't forget, on October 29th, the GDP comes out, which is going to be 34.6%, the Atlanta Fed estimates. The greatest GDP, the greatest economic growth in the history of the United States of America under President Donald Trump. Don't forget, if you think Trump's going to lose, I heard that you and Lee, you and Bill O'Reilly were having a conversation about this topic, and you both felt Trump was behind. How can you be up behind when the Gallup poll says 56% of Americans believe they're better off now than 4 years ago? And that's the highest total in the history of Gallup. And when Reagan was at 44%, he won by a landslide 49 out of 50 states. When he was at 44%, think they're better off than 4 years ago. So you explain to me how it's possible that Trump could lose with those kind of numbers. And the answer is, I don't think he can. And I think some articles I saw today back me up on that. Let me give you a perfect example. I just got to find it here. I've got so many articles in front of me. Here it is. So here's a great example. J.P. Morgan's, what's this guy's name? It is Marco Kolanovic. Marco Kolanovic has a warning for those expecting a crushing Biden victory. J.P. Morgan's top quant, I guess that's the guy who analyzes all kinds of numbers, computer analyst, wrote an interesting note yesterday in which he said clients have been asking him what data in addition to polls are available to assess possible U.S. election outcomes in various states. And to answer this question, Kolanovic said he looked at the historical changes in voter registration data and back-tested their relevance to election outcomes. In other words, to put that in English, let's see who's registering more voters, and let's see in history when that happens who wins the election. Is it always the guy who registers the most voters? And the answer is yes, it is. And guess who's registering more voters? The Republican Party in every battleground state. Seven swing states that matter. According to Marco, if more voters register for a party, they'll also vote for that party. And so he looks at the voter registration. He finds the changes of voter registration is a significant variable in predicting voting outcomes, a critical observation which virtually no existing polls take into account, since it would indicate Republicans have a high likelihood of winning virtually every single battleground state. You're all morons. What it comes down to is every poll is a complete lie, complete fraud. The regression indicates the change in Democrat-Republican registrations highly correlates with the change in Democrat-Republican voting outcomes. In other words, the more people register Republican, the more vote Republican. The more register Democrat, the more vote Democrat. And so the J.P. Morgan strategist next looks at examples of this analysis in the case of the most important swing state in the whole country, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has a particularly strong relationship between voter registration and election outcome. And he shows the relationship in this chart between changes in voter registration and changes in election outcome. 3 months ago, the Philadelphia Inquirer conducted a similar analysis when it found that since the 2016 election, Republicans have added 165,000 net voters. Well, Democrats have added 30,000. Democrats still maintain an 800,000 voter edge. Yeah, big deal. They had that edge in 16 when Trump won the election. And their 800,000 ads is down from 936,000 in 2016 when Trump won the state by less than 1%. So he says, look, the president won our state by 44,000 votes. We've since picked up and narrowed the gap between Republicans and Democrats by 135,000. So we're already ahead by 44,000, and we've picked up 135,000 votes. So once again, they've got it all wrong. If Kolanovic's assumption is correct, the change in voter registration data shown above would immediately invalidate all the polls, such as the one from Real Clear Politics, showing Biden sweeping the battleground states. In fact, while he does not say it, the implication from this J.P. Morgan analysis is that Trump may well end up winning the critical trio of Pennsylvania, 20 electoral votes, Florida, 29 votes, and North Carolina, 15 votes. Even more remarkable, Kolanovic's analysis means Trump could win Pennsylvania, something which not even Trafalgar analysis of toss-up states assumed. So I'm just telling you, folks, they're reading the wrong tea leaves, and they've got the wrong information. They don't understand what's going on. They really don't. And I'll give you another one that's proof of all this. There is an article out at Forbes called Only One Poll Shows Trump Leading. And I interviewed the poll's director. Poll after poll showed Joe Biden. I'm going to paraphrase and skip around on this, okay? I'm going to read it while I'm talking to you and try and cut to the meat of the good stuff. And this is the poll I've been quoting. It is the Democracy Institute poll. And poll after poll shows Joe Biden is the heavy favorite, despite him not knowing what state he's in when campaigning in Las Vegas last week. See, I didn't even know that. On Friday in Vegas, he thought he was in Arizona. And him mistakenly saying he's running for Senate, that was 2 days ago. Well, the Real Clear Politics average is Biden up 10 points, and Trump's betting odds have taken a dive. He's almost a 2-to-1 underdog. That's okay. Wainwright's buying up all the bets he can find. But things are not always as they seem, according to Patrick Basham, polling director at the Democracy Institute. The Democracy Institute is a relative newcomer to political polling, but it correctly forecasts Brexit and Trump's historic upset. You know who else did? Wainwright. I'm on record. I predicted Trump would win. I predicted Brexit would win, would pass. Basham's latest poll has Trump up 46-45 and 4 points up in all the critical battleground states. And I asked Basham, this is Forbes, why his polls look so different than the others and why it's getting so little mainstream media play. And this reporter for Forbes named Jim Rossi. Rossi says, true or false, we're in the midst of the biggest American voter shift since 1964, and most pollsters cannot or are not measuring it. And Basham says, partly false, partly true, it's something of a shift, but not as much historic as the evolution of 2016. But the part that's undoubtedly true is that most of the polls are misleading their readers into thinking the election is a done deal. And then this Forbes guy says, are polls actively misleading? People are simply not able to measure what's happening. And Patrick of the Democracy Institute, which shows Trump leading, says they're not mutually exclusive. Some polls may just be off. Some are advancing an agenda, and there is an intertwining of the two. In my opinion, there is a misreading of the electorate based on many assumptions that are not accurate. Polling is supposed to be incredibly scientific, and the science is more advanced than ever, but polling has always been a synthesis of science and art, and the polls are now more art than science. One of the major challenges is figuring out how the electorate will look. So Forbes says, what are the assumptions? And Basham says, with most of the mainstream polls, New York Times, CNN, university polls, a fundamental assumption is that the electorate turnout will be much, much larger than 2016. 25-30% larger. That makes it essential that polls capture many, many more Democrat votes. How is the Democracy Institute poll different format? Forbes asks. Two key ways, turnout and estimating shy Trump voters or secret Trump voters. The Democracy Institute, along with Zogby and Trafalgar Group, those of us who fight a very competitive race, see turnout very similar to 16. And he says, you work with the Cato Institute, but most of the major polls have affiliations with media companies, think tanks, and universities. And he says, yeah, they've all got an agenda. He says, opinion research got fired by CNN after the 2016 election because their transgression was... The bad thing they did was they were accurate. CNN doesn't want accurate. They want a Democrat to win. And then he says the USC poll. Now, that's interesting. The USC poll was the only one in the country that accurately forecast last time that Trump would win the election. And he says they've been taken over by political communist nutcases. That's translated by me. That's not exact words. But here's what he actually says. The USC poll repeatedly asked the same questions from respondents two or three times a day. It's like a cross between a poll and a focus group. And it showed Trump competitive in 16. But in late September 2020, it was showing Biden's lead evaporate. They claimed technical problems and changed their mythology. They are underpolling GOP voters now. Do you understand? USC is one of the most liberal colleges in America. USC rejected my son, who had scores on SATs and grades that should have gotten him into Harvard. And he got rejected by USC. And I believe to this day, it's because the people who decide who gets in looked up my son's name and said, oh my God, his father's Wayne Root, we're never letting him in our college. USC is now a communist institution. University of Southern Communists. So they couldn't have a poll that shows Trump is even with Biden or ahead of Biden. So they changed the mythology. Now you're seeing a poll that showed Trump winning or close to winning in 16. And you go, oh, it shows he's down by 8. I think that's what it showed yesterday. He's down by 8. So the reason why is it's all the agenda of the liberals. So then Forbes says, let me ask you about secret Trump voters, a.k.a. shy Trump voters. In today's woke cancel culture, people risk social ostracism, job loss, mob intimidation, outright violence. Betting on the underdog, bettors on the underdog see an edge here. Can we measure those voters? And basically, he says the same thing Wayne Root says. If you thought people were afraid to mention they're for Trump in 16, it's like 10 times higher today. So when you see that Trump's down by 10, does it ever occur to you that means he's up by 20? There might be 20% of people who say, I'm not voting for Trump. He's a racist. I'm voting for Biden. Then they walk in, the curtain closes, and they vote for Trump. That's why we're going to win this thing. Anybody could see this is all a joke. By the way, no Catholic in this world should ever vote Democrat again. When I get back, a Democrat senator asked that wonderful, beautiful woman who reminds me of a saint, Amy Coney Barrett, Catholic mother of 7, 2 of them adopted black kids from Haiti. Have you ever raped anybody? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano-silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professionals. professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little housekeeping. First of all, the big event's coming up. It's Tuesday today on Friday, so basically 3.5 days from now is my big event, the Wayne Root book signing and book launch, the only one in the country before the book actually comes out. November 10th is when my new book, Trump Rules, comes out, and it's going to be a real interesting book for all of you because it's not about politics, even though it is about politics. It's really about all the rules that enable Trump to become the greatest in the world and everything he's ever done, business and being a billionaire and real estate and celebrity, number one celebrity in the world, maybe in world history, branding, Hollywood, TV show, Celebrity Apprentice, and of course politics. How did he become number one at all those? Arguably number one ever in history at all those. No one's ever done that. And the answer is Trump Rules. I come together and bring you the great Trump Rules. So I'm having a book launch party this Friday, the only one in the country. All my books are being delivered tomorrow to my home, so I'm going to bring them with me. We have a limit of 250, and that's all the books I've got. So we've got a party, and you've got to RSVP, or you're not going to get in, and it's filled up really fast in the last 2 days. I mean huge in the last 2 days. And all I can tell you is the numbers are so much bigger than any event for the next president of the United States, Joe Biden. According to polls, he's up, what, double digits everywhere? The new NBC Wall Street Journal says 17 points up. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard. The fraud they're committing is beyond belief. He's 17 points up, but every event he's got 8 people, 6 people, 10 people. Wayne Root outdraws him by 20. So you got to RSVP, NevadaRepublicanClub.com, NevadaRepublicanClub.com. Click on an evening with Wayne Root, and come on down Friday evening, this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., Ahern Hotel, Pool, and Cabanas, and I'll do a speech, a Q&A, and a book signing, and we are going to have a lot of fun. So go to NevadaRepublicanClub.com, and it's your chance to be up close and personal with Wayne Root. I'll spend real time with you. I'm going to mingle with everybody and answer your questions and spend time and press the flesh and shake hands with everybody, and we're going to have a great time at Ahern Hotel, Pool, and Cabanas, the Wayne Root book signing. And you'll get a signed book, NevadaRepublicanClub.com. which you can sell at eBay. You'll have it a month before anyone else in the country, and no one else has a sign book. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't need to say much. Let's just say on January 1st of this year, it'll be my fifth year with Liberty, and I'll have saved $90,000 in premiums. And my surgery, they paid the whole $27,000 bill for kidney stones, and I love these people. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. They're not health insurance. They're Christian healthcare sharing. Starts as low as $349 per month, and they got programs for singles, doubles, couples, families of any size. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them WayneRoot sent you. You get great care. Now, I'm going back to this article, this question and answer in Forbes, with the only pollster in the world that shows Trump ahead, and he's the one that predicted the last election right, and Brexit alive. Brexit correctly. The Democracy Institute. His name's Patrick Basham. And so they asked him, as I kind of circle back to where we were when we left, they asked him about this idea that there's a shy voter out there. And the answer is, yeah, there's more shy voters by far this time than there were last time. And then they say in 2016, Trump outperformed the Real Clear Politics average for battleground states by 4 points. So is that a good over-under for 2020? And Basham of the Democracy Institute says, I'd advise you to take the over. Nationally, and this is probably conservative, we see that 5 or 6%. State by state, where the rubber hits the road in the Electoral College, it varies more. We estimate more in battleground states. I'm telling you, in every battleground state, Trump will outperform by 10 points what they've got in the Real Clear Politics average for battleground states. And if that's true, he wins every one by a landslide. And then Forbes says some of these literally battleground states, some of these literally are battleground states as people argue and in some cases engage in violence. And he agrees. He says, very crudely stated, we see three types of shy Trump voters. I agree with this guy. He could be my twin brother in what we believe in. He says, first is the blue-collar, middle-aged white male in the Midwest. Okay? He's more busy than afraid to tell you he's for Trump. Second is the white suburban female. And third, this is where we agree, African-American and Hispanic voters, they are moving towards Trump in significant, maybe even historic numbers. Folks, black people are not stupid, and Hispanic people are not stupid. They are smart, and they're not voting for that moron dimwit with dementia named Joe Biden, who's been in office for 47 years and never done a effing thing for a single black person or a single Hispanic. And now he mumbles and bumbles, doesn't know where he is, doesn't know what his name is. I call him Mumbles. Mumbles Basement Biden. He has no idea where the F he is. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know what office he's running for. He doesn't know what state he's in. He's not helping black people. He's not helping Hispanics. And Donald Trump created the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment in history. And if you believe every black person is going to vote for a dummy like this guy and his communist empty suit sidekick who laid on her back to get a job, you're wrong.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett faced questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee for the first time on day two of her confirmation hearing. California Senator Dianne Feinstein pushed Barrett over her refusal to state a position on Roe versus Wade.
Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe was wrongly decided?
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
With the second presidential debate canceled, both campaigns say their candidates will hold town halls on Thursday night instead. Former Vice President Joe Biden will hold a town hall in Philadelphia, hosted by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. The president's team is in talks with NBC to host a similar event in Miami at the same time. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I will be right again. I will be right again. What did I write in my commentary on Friday? That Trump will win by an electoral landslide, and I gave you all kinds of good reasons why. But mostly it's that he'll probably lose the popular vote, probably more than Hillary Clinton, than against Hillary Clinton, but he'll actually win the electoral vote even bigger because of battleground states. He will sweep to battleground state victory, and sure enough, the latest Zogby poll was just out moments ago, and they show Trump losing 46-43 in the popular vote, but winning all the major battleground states, 46-43, the same number he loses the election by. So you lose the election by 3 points, and he lost to Hillary by 2 points, just what I said, a little bit more than Hillary, but he's winning the battleground states 46-43. That means he wins an electoral landslide, I've been saying from the beginning. And the only reason he's losing the popular vote is because they have so much cheating. You can never win anymore as a Republican because they cheat so much, but you have to, as long as you win Florida, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Wisconsin, you sweep to victory in this country. And liberals are going to lose their minds again, and Wainwright will be right again. James Hurston is our guest, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, and media. Website, jameshurston.com. James, it's Tuesday. It's that time again. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I agree with your analysis, and I can't wait. I can't wait for the screaming and the exploding heads to start. It's going to be wonderful. I'm not sure he's going to be declared the electoral winner on election
that night. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah, because of these shenanigans and all the litigation that's going to be going on. But I do think the polls are a joke. You know, you said, was it today or yesterday, Biden had a rally with 12 people.
Oh, every day this happens. Eight people. No, you had six, you had 80, you had 12, you had 20 in Vegas on Friday. 20. And just so you know, my new book comes out, Trump Rules, November 10th. It's not even out for a month, but I've got a book signing party, the first in the nation, this Friday. And we have more RSVPs than any event that Biden hosted in Las Vegas. More people coming to my book signing times 10 than Biden got at any event in Vegas. So it just goes to show you either these polls are total complete frauds or something really weird hinky's going on. Because maybe it's just that the polls are frauds, James, because they want to validate in people's minds when they cheat and steal the election that they didn't cheat because the polls showed they were supposed to win in the first place. So they'll make you think that he's supposed to win, and then when he wins by cheating, they'll say, oh, see, he was supposed to win. We didn't do anything, you know, terrible. I think that's all part of this equation.
I think it could be. You know, it's interesting. There were more people in the porta potties at Trump's rally than there were
in the event.
Biden rallies
right.
combined, you know? And it's... And yet, if you know these polls, they keep widening and show Joe Biden is just running away with this.
Did you see the NBC Wall Street Journal that just came out in this hour? Remember, he was up. They showed he was up 14, Biden, last week. They now show he's up 17. Now, you and I know that's a lie. That's the most blatant, ridiculous lie I've ever heard in my life.
It is, and always when you see a media poll, so it's NBC Wall Street Journal, or it is ABC Gallup, whatever it is. When there's a media company involved in the poll, they're always way off. They're always the outsiders and outriders, outliers. And this one, it's just, that's amazing. 17 is a joke. And I just think those, every anecdotal piece of data that you have, the amount of Trump signs, the amount of flags, the amount of enthusiasm, people going to the rallies, and I think, you know, for me personally, I haven't received a phone call, but what I've received are these text messages from pollsters. And the fact is, if you're a Trump supporter, you don't answer the phone. You don't answer a text message.
Right.
So they're getting a skewed sample. And it is the silenced majority. And here's the thing, and so many people have asked this question. If they've got the election in the bag, then why are the Democrats still trying to remove this president using the 25th Amendment? If they've got the election in the bag, why do they appear to be so scared of a loss? Because their internal polls, just like the president's internal polls, show Trump with the lead in the states that matter.
Right.
And certainly in the lead electorally, but like you analyzed. So if I had to bet, and it's interesting, I haven't looked at the latest bookie action in London.
He's about Biden's minus 190 and Trump is plus 170. So Trump is getting close to a 2-1 underdog. And you know, my buddy's a big time bookie. That's all I'm going to say. My buddy's a big time bookie in the United States. And he told me the reason those numbers are the way they are is because the market is flooded with foreign betting. They don't know anything going on in America. They see the American polls showing Biden up by 10. They hate Trump as it is. They immediately assume all those polls are correct. And they think they're going to clean up and they're rubbing their hands together. I'll put $1 million on Biden. Trump's finally done. They have no idea that the average American in the battleground state loves Trump. No idea.
And, folks, you're hearing this from a guy, you know, where predicting elections is easy, but handicapping sports, that's tough. And that's what Wayne did for a living. So I think you've got this nailed.
Yeah, you know where I start to think Trump wins big? I'm the only Jew who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood. A couple Irish people and almost everybody else was Italian, but they were all Catholic. So my neighborhood was 100% Catholic. And I, you know, in many ways, therefore, I grew up as a Catholic, much more than a Jew, right? I hear Amy Coney Barrett being asked by a Democrat senator, have you ever raped anybody? And I get so mad, and I got tears in my eyes, and my hair stood up on the end of my arms. I'm so angry, I want to strangle someone. A nice Catholic lady with 7 kids, 2 of them black kids adopted from Haiti, and you're asking her if she ever raped anyone. I don't believe any Catholics with a brain are going to vote for anything but Trump this year. They just ruined the entire Catholic vote for Biden and the Democrat Party. So if Trump's down by 3, but he's winning electorally, James, now I think he's up by 3 and winning even bigger electorally. They just took out the whole Catholic vote with that stupid Hawaiian senator. I can't even remember her name, Maisie, whatever the hell her name is, Rosa. What an idiot asking a nice woman if she's ever raped anybody. How disgusting. How outrageous. How offensive. If you're a Catholic, you must want to burn Washington, D.C. down right now.
No, you're absolutely right. Maisie Hirono is her name, and she is one of the sickest, dumbest people, not just in the Senate, but anywhere on the Capitol Hill. If you remember, she's the one that was screaming at us when Christine Blasey Ford was testifying.
Right.
Kept repeating, you must believe, you must believe. And for her to do this, though, I knew it was either her or Spartacus or Kamala Harris would do something to totally screw up their own party. And this is the worst, actually. And Amy Coney Barrett, with that little voice of hers, she has masterfully handled it. She may be the best performer in terms of dealing with a hostile set of questioners.
She's great.
And
she's great.
Court confirmation ever. And, you know, there's a moment where one of the Democrat senators wanted to find out what materials she had. And she held up a little blank notepad, had nothing on
it. It's great.
And
it's
then gone viral. And
great moment.
And you noticed when they asked her questions involving, you know, legal analysis, she was masterful. She put Dick Durbin into the ground. He started to try to trap her on the Second Amendment. Dianne Feinstein had a question that sounded like Lawrence Tribe, the liberal law professor in Harvard, drafted it. And it sounded, oh, boy, it was going to trap her. Name the factors that you would use in employment discrimination after Brown versus Board of Education. She tore those people to bits with that little voice. And at the same time, as you say, she's charming. She, because she's so genuine, direct, and because people can see the kind of life she's led with those 7 beautiful children, with this wonderful family, and she's just direct, and she's totally in control. Even, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, understandably, when he was in that seat, he got emotional. He lost control a couple
of times. I could have liked if she cried when they asked her if she ever raped anybody. She should have cried and said, that's the most disgusting question anyone's ever asked of me in my life. You should have no shame. You should be kicked out of the United States Senate. That's what I would have said. I think that would have been just fine. I don't mind a little bit of emotion in a moment like that, you know?
Yeah, well, and Kavanaugh was justified. But the interesting thing is, Hirono is so utterly stupid that not only did she ask that question, she asked a series of questions following up. You know, has there ever been an investigation into you sexually assaulting someone?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors? Of course, Barrett, who's so confident, said, no, Senator Hirono. And have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of sexual assault conduct? No, Senator. I mean, she didn't have to cry. She let Mazie Hirono bury the Democrat Party. And, yeah, they lost, you know, at least 10 points off of the Catholic vote. The only ones that Biden gets.
Now, if we weren't leading before, and I think we were leading electorally, we're leading all the battleground states that matter. We're leading now. Trust me. As of today, any real American, any person of faith, let alone any Catholic, has got to be so sickened by the Democrat Party. James Hurston will be right back. More with James. His website's jameshurston.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. We shall see you in about 4 minutes. This is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers, including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister, Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade, including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401, or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. And we'll continue now our conversation with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, and media website, jameshurston.com. James, welcome back. Let's do part two with Amy Coney Barrett. I want to dig into that a little bit more. Are you with me?
I am with you.
So I mean, seriously, yeah. On so many levels, whether you're Catholic and you're disgusted by asking any Catholic, even a man, woman, doesn't matter, have you raped anybody lately? How many people have you raped? That's a crazy, demeaning question. I've never raped anyone. James, have you ever raped anybody?
No, unequivocally, I have not.
So how can you ask that of someone who's never been accused of it, who's never been convicted of it? There's not a hint of it. Now we just ask everyone, have you ever raped anybody? That is such a demeaning question. But to ask a woman, have you ever raped anybody, is beyond the pale.
Well, it's a woman of faith, but you know what it shows? It shows that the Democrats, who try their best with all their investigators to dig up dirt on Amy Coney Barrett to find something where they could Kavanaugh her, they couldn't find a freaking thing, because this woman is saintly. She's lived a saintly life. And so, well, Maisie Hirono says, well, I'll get her. I'll ask her when she's testifying whether she's sexually assaulted someone. It's absurd.
Absurd.
But what it did, there's a blessing there, because what it did, number one, it literally unmasked them again. The Democrat senators that are on the Judiciary Committee as craven political creatures, and the same way it did with what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, trying to destroy a person's life. So Maisie, if Maisie could find something to destroy Amy Barrett's life, they would. But you notice what the Democrats focused on, the number one area they were questioning was the Affordable Care Act and whether Amy Coney Barrett would overrule the whole thing because of her rightly criticizing John Roberts for his utterly ridiculous ruling about Obamacare.
Right.
Well, she has a case.
But, James, I want to ask a law professor. I got to ask the law professor. So what would be the point of nominating, whether you're a Democrat and you're nominating a liberal, or a conservative and nominating a conservative, it doesn't, or a Republican and nominating a conservative, it doesn't matter. What would be the point of nominating somebody because they think like you, they're a conservative, and then you ask them, how are you going to vote on an issue? Oh, you vote that way, I can't nominate you. I can't vote for you. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Of course she's going to be, you know, first of all, she follows the Constitution. It's not Republican or conservative or Democrat or liberal. It's constitutional. But forget that for a minute. Of course she's being nominated because she leans conservative by a conservative president. There's nothing wrong with that. Is there a crime in being against the Obamacare Affordable Care Act and then ruling against it as a judge?
Well, you understand this has become a campaign issue with the Affordable Care Act because the Democrats think that that was their big issue in 2018 in the midterms, and what they're trying to do is to scare people that the Republicans and Donald Trump specifically using Amy Coney Barrett is going to take away your coverage, and that's their pitch. It's absurd. Amy Coney Barrett hasn't heard the case. The case is about a tiny arcane piece of Obamacare. The likelihood that it would even be turned over isn't that great. It's a canard, but it's being used in the campaign. You notice Biden keeps voicing it all the time. Donald Trump wants to take your health care away. That they think that's a winning pitch, but it makes them look idiotic, and it's not a winning pitch. And you know, Biden doesn't know what office he's running for. He couldn't remember Mitt Romney.
He didn't know what state he was in on Friday in Nevada. He said he was in Arizona. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know anything. But let me ask you again, law professor, why isn't the opposite true? If a liberal is nominated by a Democrat to the Supreme Court, then every decision they've ever made in their life and every opinion they've ever put out that's liberal, shouldn't we ask them to disqualify themselves on every one of those votes once they become a Supreme Court nominee? If you say you're for the Affordable Care Act, then if someone nominates you for Supreme Court, you have to walk away. You cannot rule on that. I mean, if it's true for one, it's true for the other.
Yeah, Senator Lindsey Graham brought that up today. He said, rightfully, just what you're pointing out, there is a double standard. There's a double standard. Republicans didn't say, oh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when they were approving her, Republicans say, you're a liberal, so we can't approve you. No, they said, oh, it's a liberal president, it's Bill Clinton, he's appointing a woman, she's going to be liberal. And the difference is that the judicial philosophy of so-called conservative justice like Justice Barrett, future Justice Barrett, are basically doing the job of the judiciary according to the Constitution, meaning that they're not legislating. And the Democrats want judges to legislate because they can't get their way any other way.
So hey, James,
they want to create a mini Congress in the Supreme Court.
James, we're out of time, but I lost time where I wanted to ask you about a huge Supreme Court decision that just came in the last hour. We won big at the Supreme Court over the Trump administration's desire to end the census count early. They ruled in our favor. Huge win. You agree? Huge win, yes? Quickly.
Huge.
Huge. Huge win. James Hurston, our political expert, our law expert, our entertainment expert, website jameshurston.com. James, have a great day.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.